Imagine not being able to go home because of something you wrote. That's the reality today for our next guest. Jamal Khashoggi is a journalist who lives in Washington, D.C., but his home is in Saudi Arabia. He wrote an opinion piece in the Washington Post this week. He spoke about mass arrests of independent journalists and intellectuals, about the Saudi government, quote, bashing journalists on social media if they were critical of government policies. And those words could make it difficult for him to go home anytime soon. Mr. Khashoggi, the title of your article was Saudi Arabia Wasn't Always This Repressive. Now it's unbearable. What prompted you to write it?
A number of things. Mass arrest, which we never witnessed before. A campaign and intimidation against writers, intellectuals. That prompted me to say something, because this is not the direction I was hoping my country to take, particularly with the rise to power of Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
You mentioned Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He's young. He's just 31. He's now next in line to lead the country. And you were positive about him. What are your mixed feelings about him now?
It's just this intolerance that is totally unneeded. He doesn't have opposition. People are willing to support his reform plans. And these reform plans are going to be painful because they're going to address economic matters, unemployment. And that requires unity, not division. But what we have right now is division. Saudis targeting other Saudis. Saudis hating other Saudis.
And do you think Prince Mohammed bin Salman is behind that divisiveness?
Look, he's in charge. It is not him who's spying. He's not him who's intimidating. But this is happening under his watch. And I urge him to stop it. He needs to stop that.
Who has been affected by this?
There are more than 30 or 40 Saudis who were jailed for being critique of government policies. Many of them I know personally are friends.
We've seen the prince lately in photo ops with President Trump here in the U.S. and in Saudi Arabia. What's your assessment of how the prince will steer his country's relations with the U.S.?
He has the total support of the American administration. This is good. It is healthy for Saudi Arabia. It will help him guide Saudi Arabia into reform. But in the same time, I wish the administration will remind the leadership in Saudi Arabia of tolerance and oppression, that it is not healthy. It will not help his reform. And as I said earlier, this reform is going to be painful, and it requires unity of the people around the prince.
I want to go back to your situation. Will you be able to go home to Saudi Arabia?
No. In principle, I can, but of course I will risk being arrested or being banned from travel, and that will be very suffocating. And actually, last week, a friend of mine whom I met in Washington, and an independent Saudi, I wrote about him in my article, Isam al-Zamil, and he flew back to Saudi Arabia where he was arrested. If Isam, who is very independent, who is not linked to any political organization, is arrested, I'm sure I'm going to be arrested as well.
You end your Washington Post article by admitting that you'd kept silent when friends were arrested. You were afraid of losing your job or endangering your family. Why did you make a different choice this week?
Because I'm free here, and I will feel very much bad, very much guilty, if I continue in enjoying my life, being silent when I can speak.
Journalist Jamal Khashoggi is from Saudi Arabia. He lives and works in Washington, D.C. He spoke to us from New York. Thanks so much, Jamal.
Thank you very much.